Story number 29, An Obscure Scholar. An obscure scholar approached a Sufi master and asked him a stupid question. "Be off with you," said the Sufi. The scholar went away, loudly maintaining that the Sufi could not be civil if he tried, and was an ignorant braggart to boot. Another philosopher, interested by the Sufi's attitude but unsure of how to interpret it, asked the reason for his behavior. "Our friend," said the Sufi, "you will never interpret such conduct by the standards of rules which you seek to apply. You will be able to understand only by the standards of moments. At that moment, I had a chance to do less damage to the wiseacre by shaking him off impatiently than I would have done, because of his character, by refutation, reasoned arguments, or any other customary alternative. But what of your own repute, for instance, as a man of courtesy and restraint? The repute of the gardener comes with the appearance of flowers, not with the breaking of the ground. And the repute of the farmer from the crop, and not from the threshing of the seed. If they stopped their work to consider repute at every moment, would there be flowers? Would there be crops?" the Sufi asked. "Therefore the wise have said, the silken dress gains admiration and is followed by no real product. Wear therefore wool until this becomes the badge of pride with evil product."